This is Jerry. My name is Ronald Lee. Episode number one is here. Today's episode is titled, 8 Tips for Using Child Prodigy to Leave Your Competition in the Dust.
We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world, but lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard.
In this podcast, I challenge you to take a moment at the end of the week and reflect on the things that were done, produced, worked on, booked, and paid for in the creative space. We all have those half-finished projects. So your challenge this week is to pull the one you are niggling at most and take 13 minutes to consider what will it take to finish and see it through the door. It is much better to learn said thing when you are in prototype phase rather than ramping into full-scale production and losing out big time. What is wrong with books like this is not that we cannot learn much from the principles of others' parents. It is that invariably, you end up getting problems with the principles. While the prodigy's math lessons are not well integrated in the game, missing opportunities for students to connect, the same cannot be said of its manipulative ed upselling tactics. Prodigy's tactics are designed to make students feel inadequate because their parents did not pay for their math courses. Math prodigies do not learn math by studying math, as we all do. They learn math in a similar fashion to how we all learn languages. German parents are not just non-supervisory. They reject supervisory authority, on supposedly sound principles, and they send their children to school and then home, having absorbed the odds that a kid might get pulled off along the way, and, reasonably enough, decided it was a safer bet they would not. In Norwich, parents are not pressing. There are not any goals being set, and after a kid scores 2 goals in a football match, they are sitting back so some other kids can score. You might ask if Germany's system of shaping children leaves German children shaped as completely as American-born. Longtime Berliner Sachar insists. A good artist with a disciple produces the Renaissance, much like a good manager with a willing son supplies the big leagues. For every wonderkid condemned to early success, we might point to another that started out hot and kept going. Parents can often be the hardest people to impress, but James Kinney said that, during her very first race, the penny finally dropped with James Kinney's 2-year-old daughter, Ella. James Kinney's 2-year-old daughter Ella is taking steps towards this off course, as well as winning numerous tournaments. Ella is receiving top-level coaching from Shane O'Grady, the coach of current Irish golfing star Leona Maguire. I know her team and all in Kildare will support her, and hope that these textbook long drives will give her the best possible chance to succeed. Those hours spent on driving ranges, courses and rearranging garages are now taking James Kinney's 2-year-old daughter, Ella, on an American children's tour. Then we tried putting in, we had to do a lot of work for it, it was not all smooth sailing, James Kinney's laughing. After a burst of laughter from the Kinney family, James Kinney's explained the turkeys were not going to be live when he made his presentation. It was likely a case of something being developed, that his team, Penske Racing, was trying, and that NASCAR decided was too close to the line. NASCAR is still reviewing the actual changes on the Penske cars, and penalties are virtually guaranteed. It would have been one thing for NASCAR to have made clear that its 2-car Penske Racing operation had been doing nothing right for weeks, and had issued public warnings for them to clean up their act. Instead, all we get is allegations from NASCAR champion Brad Keselowski, who seems to indicate everything innovative or new his Penske Racing team Penske has presented in the past week or so has been rejected by NASCAR's investigators. This may well have been the problem behind Keselowski's post-race tirade, in which he suggested NASCAR was not treating Penske teams fairly. The purpose of an attitude that is non-competitive cannot be that it makes us better at competing. The purpose of a pressure-free approach cannot be that it generates more effective types of pressure. At the heart of the act, learn, build, repeat, model is the fact that you are going to do things that are going to be wrong, by any objective metric, or to do things people will not like. Every action that you take, and remember, taking action as step one of our act, learn, build, repeat model, is going to change reality. While within the EU, we are a long way from that result, there are steps that could be taken. The idea is that a proper competitiveness prescription will result in the recovery
of growth and prosperity in a country. Similar policies, prescribed ex ante on the basis of comparable country-level measures of average competitiveness, may ultimately yield vastly different results ex post, due to underlying heterogeneity of firms' productivity performance across countries. A policy could, for instance, have a different effect on an area with middling firms compared to an area with a mix of productively superior and middling firms. Another finding of recent studies on competitiveness using microdata is that a substantial portion of differences in countries' levels of productivity can be explained by differences in the allocative effectiveness. Hendrick Motorsports is adept at playing this system too, and last year, the car that everybody was watching was a Hendrick vehicle that was developing a rear end. Now Penske Racing, a two-car operation that won its first cup title after years of trying, is seemingly trying something new in an effort to get a similar edge.
This is all for today, guys. My name is Ronald and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Jerry and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.
The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world, but lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard.